This is Elena Dine at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. With me is the holder of the William E. Simon Chair in Political Economy, Sidney Weintraub. Dr. Weintraub is here to discuss his most recent publication of Issues in International Political Economy titled The Unending Campaign Against NAFTA. Dr. Weintraub, what are some of the continued criticisms of NAFTA?
Mexico's GDP growth was inadequate after NAFTA. It was about 3% a year overall, maybe 1 to 1.5% per capita in the years after NAFTA. NAFTA was faulted for this. The agreement was signed, low growth. The faulting was that NAFTA didn't turn out to be a panacea for all of Mexico's ills. No informal analyst, no informed analyst, believed that trade policy alone could be a cure-all for development for Mexico. A Carnegie Endowment paper, rose a more indirect approach. It said that Mexico's failures were consistent with NAFTA. It's a dubious kind of proposition, not clear to me. But in any event, Mexico's failure was not taking advantage of the trade and foreign investment increases that were spawned by NAFTA, not doing enough to correct structural deficiencies in tax policy and collections, in energy policy, in education, and in reducing public and private monopolies.
And so, to what extent are these criticisms valid?
NAFTA fulfilled its main objectives in the agreement. They were to increase trade and investment in both ways in trade, investment in Mexico, and to set up cooperative activities between the two countries, such as our North American competitiveness. NAFTA by itself could not accomplish the whole development job, and key structural changes that to accomplish the whole job were not made. Therefore, my conclusion is that criticism that NAFTA, because it was not a panacea, are not valid criticisms.
For more information on the Simon Chair, including previous publications of Issues in International Political Economy, please visit www.csis.org/Simon Chair. Listeners who visit our website are also encouraged to join the conversation on the new Simon Chair blog. The blog features commentaries on U.S. relations with countries in the Western Hemisphere, focusing on international political economy, trade, investment, energy, and other current events.